with Mario Lopez.
What's up, you're on with Mario Lopez. Join me now in the studio, actress and singer Kat Graham. How are
and
you,
Kat?
And
battle rapper, depending on when you're asking.
Okay.
No,
okay.
That's not true. Hey, Mario.
It's always good to see you.
You too. This is crazy. This is the first time I've done your radio show, but I feel like, you know, we've done how many interviews? Like for every single
For most of your projects, I think.
I think every single one I always get to hang.
Yeah,
like,
I look
with
forward
you
to
talk
seeing
about
you.
It. So yeah, that's cool.
Congrats on this one. This
Thank
new movie
you.
Is hitting theaters this month. Emperor looks like a historical piece. What's the story behind it?
Yeah, well, I don't watch a lot of slavery movies or Civil War. I get approached for them, but I'm just like, I think just because it's been so like so much a part of my own history, I think it's not something I normally do. And then I love the script because it was like, you know, about this character Shields Green, who winds up just taking his power back and helping spark the Civil War. It's actually based on a true story, which is a trip.
Well, that's cool.
And I play a house slave named Dolores, and it's really cool. And I got to work with like Michael T and like Deo and just like some cool peeps. It's crazy. I never thought I would do a movie like this. I didn't think that a movie like this would exist, but it's like the same producers did like Django Unchained and like, you know, that want to tell the story of the oppressed from like a really cool point of view, not just, you know, I don't want to play somebody who's helpless, who's stuck in a situation that they can't face, you know.
Right. You can't forget history either too. So if you can think of creative, innovative ways to tell those stories, I think it's always good. What is this particular story about?
Well, Shields winds up going against his slave owner because of something that happened to us. I don't know if you did you see the trailer? The trailer's pretty sick.
I have not seen the trailer,
There's
but I follow you.
Pistols
and, I know you
and things. Yeah, I post everything on my Insta. But it's really cool. A trailer basically sums it all. But it's, you know, about his journey traveling north for freedom for all. It's really cool. It's just, you know, actually a lot of the movies, other than like the rom-com I just did, but like the movies I've done have been about these kind of the underdogs fighting back and like finding their power again, like this one with Shields Green, and then with Cutthroat City, Shameik Moore plays this character where he and his boys wind up teaming up and going on these heists where they start robbing these casinos after Hurricane Katrina.
Right.
Because they get, you know, the Ninth Ward gets completely neglected by the government, and they have no support from FEMA. So they decide to rob the motherfuckers. So it's just cool. And it's so different than, I mean, you've seen the things that I've done. It's just like, I've never done either one of these projects, one of the edgiest things that I've gotten to do, which is super cool.
Yeah, it is super cool. Well, the action movie, is it fair to call it that? Cutthroat City?
Yeah, I think they're both like action drama. There's definitely some guns ablazing in both of them. So,
and in that story, what's the what's going on there?
In Cutthroat?
Yeah.
So, I play Shameik's wife and baby mama, and it's basically these kids wind up, you know, trying to really support themselves and find a way out of this kind of hopeless situation.
Mm-hmm.
That cast is also BC. So in Emperor, it's James Cromwell, it's Bruce Dern, it's like all these like heavyweight Academy Award winning actors, you know, and you know me. And then for Cutthroat, it's Ethan Hawke, it's Wesley Snipes, it's Terrence Howard, it's Aza, it's just like directed by RZA. It's just like, you know, it's just really, really, really cool.
RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan is very cool. How was he as a director?
Well, like how he is as a person, he's like a ninja. Do you know what I'm saying? Like he's super wise and quiet. No, we didn't get our asses beat, so that's good. But he's like, he's just like, he's almost like, what's that dude's name from The Matrix? With
Neo?
Florence Fishburne's character.
Hold on. What is it? Morpheus.
Morpheus.
He's like, I got that.
He's
you
like,
heard him.
He's like, Riz is like, if Morpheus and like Bruce Lee and
very complimentary.
No, he's, I'm not even like, that's not even as complimentary as can be, but like, and who's like a famous guru that like is just like
Anthony Robbins? Tony Robbins?
Well, that's
no, that's more like that's
you
not
said
really.
A famous guru.
She didn't mean like that. I think she meant.
How do you know
mean,
she didn't mean like that?
Because I think she means more
you don't
like,
know RZA,
like the Dalai Lama,
like the Dalai Lama. So
yeah.
if
I like
those
Tony Robbins,
yeah, but the Dalai Lama
had a baby,
very different things.
They're different vibes. They're both very influential,
very wise,
but like
yeah.
different vibes.
Yeah.
So that's like they had a baby. It'd be like RZA, but like cooler with more hip hop.
I hope I interview RZA just so I can play this
right.
description.
I'm his biggest fan. No, I actually like,
no,
I,
he's cool.
I don't
he's...
seem like it, but like I grew up listening to like a lot of old school hip hop. Like when people were listening to like all this like pop and stuff, I was like listening to Diggable Planets and like Far Side.
That's my era.
You know,
yeah,
so like I learned how to rap from like listening
there
to Wu-Tang.
Go. He's a good actor too. He played a cop in this one show. I can't remember right now, but he was good in it.
Yeah. So he's just, he's a beastie director. Like
nice. Beastie. So also in the works, Fashionably Yours on the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming this is more of the rom-com?
I didn't shoot anyone or nor were there guns being used in this movie. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Hallmark just like goes left. No. I play this really cool character who winds up working. She works at this fashion magazine. And she wants to be this editor. She wants to be this incredible writer, and she doesn't get a chance. And she winds up meeting this character played by the amazing Kendrick Samson. I don't know if you guys watch. It's Insecure on HBO. I mean, he's done like crazy cool stuff. He did How to Get Away with Murder.
Okay.
Coincidentally, he was on Vampire Diaries with me for a minute.
Oh.
So he's cool. And we had a great time shooting. We literally just finished. That's what's crazy. Like we just wrapped like 3 weeks ago. And I was like, okay, great. Okay, cool. So, you know, the movie will come out next year. And they were like, no, it's coming out on April 11th. I was like, ha,
whoa, wow.
And they're like, no, they turn these around like crazy.
Editing.
I'm like, well, I can't. Well, what do you mean? Because I have a movie coming out on the 10th and like another movie, and the Emperor's coming out on the 27th. I'm like, what do you mean? And they're like, yeah, we're just going to just drop it all at once. So it's going to be crickets for me in May.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we'll get some.
Couldn't spread it out at all.
Cat overload right there.
I guess.
In a good way. Is there a genre you particularly like to work in more?
I love animation.
Well, because just doing voiceover work?
Just doing voiceover, and it's like, what? Like, I love, like, not being fussed with. I love, like, showing up in my jammies, like,
Ryan.
And just, I'm such a cartoon. I love doing that. I've been doing Ninja Turtles for, like, 2-3 years now.
Really?
Yeah, we're getting ready to do the Netflix movie version.
Who do you play
in
Ninja Turtles?
I play the first black April O'Neil. She'd been white up until now.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Okay, because all the turtles are still all boys, right?
Yeah, they're boys.
Okay, I didn't know if they added a female turtle, Ninja Turtle.
That would be interesting.
I mean, why not, right?
I mean, well, it changes the kind of thing.
Changes the dynamic a little bit. Yeah, but
you know, and like maybe the muscles, like it would just be weird. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like she's just like a butch turtle. Like I don't know.
A butch turtle. They wouldn't.
I'm not opposed to it, but I think you've got to keep like the main four turtles as kind of. But the difference is like they actually make my character like kicking ass with the turtles, not just driving the getaway car, which I felt like the last character.
Yeah, they did that for a while with April. Like,
yeah, made her sexy, which is cool. Like she's in a jumpsuit, but my character is younger and she's, you know.
Yeah.
Intelligent, and she's really into, you know, science, and she's, you know, puts her work in with the turtle. So.
Yeah, voiceover works best kind of work.
I have so much fun, and I was like, I'm never gonna like do any voiceover stuff, and I was like, Ninja Turtles, fuck yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
So I've been doing that, and
what about music? Anything in the works?
I wanted to take a break because like as much as I love doing the pop dance thing, I was like, the music that I was listening to was like more like Portishead or like Massive Attack, and you know, I wanted to do some cool kind of trip hop vibe stuff. So I completely went left, and we've been working on this for the past 2-3 years, but it's been like in special effects and editing. I'll quietly show you the trailer, but I haven't really talked about it, but I'm expecting to like release it in October.
Okay.
But yeah, I went left. I didn't want to do like the corny, hey, here's my single and here's my music video and everyone buy my album. Like, it's just like, I just feel like marketing these days and just things are just totally different. And I just didn't want to, I think after, especially after Vampire Diaries, I think I just didn't want to really go pop. Hmm. I wanted to do things that I really.
So how would you describe the sound?
I don't even know. I mean, I'd say it's like trip hop. It's like moody vibe, but like with like sick hip hop beats. And I produced most of it. I mean, that was a huge reason why I wanted to leave Interscope, because after the A&M Interscope, A&M had folded, right? So after I did like this Put Your Graffiti song, this like a, it was big in the clues. and I think we got like number one on like the dance charts. But after that, the label wanted me to do more pop, but they winded up folding. And then Interscope picked up me and Maroon 5 and I think K-Non, right? And then they were like, okay, this is what we want to do with you. And it was like, I mean, I love the president. He let me out of my deal. But like the music they wanted me to make was like not even the music I listened to. And I could have totally like sold my soul and did it. But I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm just going to do my own beats. Like they wouldn't even let me like produce my own records at the time. And I was like, this is bullshit. Like I have a degree in engineering. I can make beats. Like I started off as a beat maker. I wasn't even interested in being a singer. I was like, I'm going to be a beat maker. I'm going to be like Missy. I'm going to be a backup dancer. Like I'm going to do my thing. And it winded up being pop. And I think they saw what I was doing on Vampire Diaries. They saw that I was kind of cute. They saw that I could dance. And I think they got it wrong.
So you chose creative freedom.
So I winded up starting my, like doing my own label and just leaving the system. And I was just doing like 90s R&B stuff. And then I winded up running into Babyface, who I'd only met like once before on like the Grammys carpet. And he was like, hey, I'll come by a rehearsal, like hear what you're doing. And he winded up becoming my mentor and I winded up finishing the album.
That's awesome.
Right. I'm seeing him tomorrow. He's just, I mean, you want to talk about the king of R&B?
Oh, I know. Yeah. I love him. Are you kidding me? 90s R&B.
Yeah. So that was Roxbury Drive. And then after that, I was like, you know what? I like this independent thing and I wanted to do more of it. But then at that time I had actually started also to work with Prince, who told me to stay away from the labels, like stay away from the system. They're going to like, they don't know what they're doing. Like he would introduce me to huge artists who didn't even know where their masters were, or, you know, hadn't written their own songs, didn't own their publishing. Just like, I was like, you know, I might not have the number one record, but I own my music. So we started working on a funk record and unfortunately he passed three songs in, but I winded up finishing it. And that was a Love Music Funk album. And I think after that, it was just, I think emotionally, it just took a toll on me because I didn't have my friend that I wanted to do this record with. I didn't have really anyone. And I was like, I want to go left. And, you know, the show was wrapping up. Vampire Diaries was wrapping up. I was in this like new chapter. And I'm like, well, who am I? Like, you know, I think that people had gotten my identity wrong because I was on the show for so long and they saw me as this very specific person. And I'm like, you know, I need to know who I am.
Yeah.
I spent my 20s as another person, basically. So that's what this new record and that's what all these projects are, is just me kind of being myself.
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Yeah, it's sick. It's really sick.
Nice. It's sick. As busy as you are, you got time for a social life or what?
Oh, man. Well, I wouldn't even say I've had the same friends. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think Virgos have like four friends. I've had the same like four friends since I think before the show, because I think now like they have that no new friends thing. Like now I don't trust motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I don't have any new friends, but I've been with the same dude for a while, Darren, and he's amazing. And he's just like this masterful director, cinematographer. And like my friends are just these really brilliant artists, you know, and they're just, I just wanted to be around really brilliant people that do things for art and who don't care about money, who don't care if I wind up like, you know, waking up tomorrow, never getting another job again, but just like want to create cool stuff.
Well, so those are real friends.
That's just the people I've just wanted to surround myself with.
Good for you. That's all you need.
All right, all I need.
Before you go, Kat, I want to put you on the
spot. Are you kicking me out already?
Well, no. I mean, you can hang as much as long as you want, but I figure you're busy.
By the way, whose dog is this? Like, there's like pictures of a dog. That's your dog?
That's my dog.
That's one of them.
I got two dogs. Two dogs, three kids. I got like a lot of chaos at the house right now.
So cute.
One wife.
Yeah, one wife.
It'd be weird if you had more than one.
Yeah. I mean, hey, they do. That's how people do out there. But I want to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers. You ready?
Only if I can ask you the same ones.
Okay.
Do you have it? What is this?
Yeah, it's right here.
You want to ask me the same ones? Yeah. All right. Let's see.
After so many interviews, let's just make something interesting.
Okay, let's make it interesting. We'll go back and forth.
This one? Okay. Yeah. All right.
Okay, ready? All right. Song you're currently obsessed with.
Oh, song I'm currently obsessed with? Oh, okay. It's stupid. It's really stupid.
I gotta look it up.
No, it's literally, I work out to this song. It's the only song that I've been listening to, and it's called Vacate by the Cool Cats.
Okay.
And ooh, I'm literally on the treadmill.
I like the beat already.
I'll be on the treadmill for an hour only listening to this song, and I'll just have it on a loop. and it's stupid, but I love this song so much.
It's, is it going to start?
Are there lyrics?
It'll drop in a minute. Y'all got somewhere to be? And then I've also been listening to like this J. Period.
Okay, wait, let me, I thought you were going to ask me a question.
I'm going to, what is the song you're most obsessed with?
Well, I'm going to tell you what's up. It's what's stuck in my head right now.
Which one?
Stand by. You got somewhere to be?
Also featuring this one. Okay. Oh, yeah, you playing it?
Hold on. Yeah. I got to wave this stupid ad. Hold on.
An ad?
Well, this one also.
You don't pay for
premium. Here it is.
What are you all? No, wait.
Hold on, listen.
Q-Tip and J. Dilla.
Listen.
No, dude, you're kidding, right?
What is that?
It's Rainy Tacos.
You're kidding, right?
I got three little kids. That's what they're like. You said we'd talk about. Yeah, see, when you get kids, you'll be listening to these gems. It's Rainy Tacos.
That's not your song.
I gotta be honest with you.
That's what's stuck in my head right now.
The worst part of this is now somehow that will be stuck in all of our heads.
It's Rainy Tacos. Yeah. Come on, those are genius lyrics.
But also, it's that one song, and then I've been listening to, I don't even know if you guys have even clearance, but it's this one. Do you remember this? J Dilla.
I remember it.
And Q-Tip.
Yeah.
So I've been listening to like
so those old two songs back and forth.
Just back and forth. And then my own stuff. That's it.
All right. last TV show you binge watched?
Oh, I've been binge watching Messiah.
Oh, yeah.
So I've been really into it.
Okay.
I've been super into it.
Okay, yeah.
But that's kind of it.
Okay.
Yeah. You?
Narcos.
Oh, did last you start season. The new one?
Yes. You like it?
Ooh, good, I haven't it? Started
oh,
it
no,
yet
good.
Because, you know, I just go down. I won't come up. I wouldn't be here.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, I'm next. Your celebrity crush growing
wait,
up.
Wait, no, you're not. Well, you got to go in order. I go you, then
oh,
we
oh,
go.
Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry.
Okay, we go. Okay.
Favorite podcast.
That's what I'm asking you. Favorite podcast. You listen to one?
Yeah, I listen to What the Fuck, Marc Maron's. Have you heard this?
I have heard
And How
of
I
it.
Built This is really good. Have you heard How I Built This?
I haven't heard How I Built This. I've heard.
But Marc Maron is really, really funny. And I think I've got a similar humor to him. But like, yeah, so those two. Sorry, I didn't say yours.
Got it. Yeah, my favorite podcast is a 3 Knockdown Rule. That's mine.
No, but besides yours, what is like, have you, do you listen to podcasts?
Once in a while, sports ones, sometimes
really?
To catch up. Yeah, I mean, I'm always busy. I don't have time.
Yeah.
And then my ride's not my...
You got
my,
kids, man.
Well, my car's not too...
Do the kids listen to podcasts?
No, kids don't listen to podcasts.
That's not
true.
They're really young.
Oh, they're young.
Yeah, they're young. They're little. And kids at this point just need more of a visual medium and stuff. I'm sure they will later on.
But like books, kids love a lot of
kids love books. Oh, yeah. They're reading a lot of books.
Gia's not into Joe Rogan's podcast?
She's not. Not yet. I'm surprised she's not. Remind me to show you something later, too. Celebrity crush growing up.
Oh, my God. Jonathan Taylor Thomas. Do you remember him? JT Squared.
Do I remember him? Of course. You'd be surprised how often we hear that.
We actually hear that quite a bit.
Really?
JTT?
And not Ricky
now,
Martin?
Not now? And
I haven't
Ricky
seen him. I don't know what he looks like. I mean, he could be like you and like have never aged. So that would be kind of interesting, but I feel like he doesn't.
He kind of disappeared.
Yeah, I don't blame him. This is a weird
Google,
industry.
Quick Google.
I mean, yeah, we could Google it, but.
Yeah, and Ricky Martin for sure.
And Ricky Martin, okay.
Which, you know.
Good ties. Good
that
taste.
Wouldn't have. You know.
Okay.
And then Q-Tip I loved.
All right. You got a plethora.
Yeah. You didn't tell me yours.
Same, Ricky Martin. I love Mindy.
You have a better chance than I do, let's
Ricky
be
Martin.
Honest.
I got a better chance. I do. I know Ricky. But no, actually, since I'm a lot
you
older.
You saw him last week.
I did. I was with him last week. Give it to Enrique. All-time favorite dancer.
My all-time favorite dancer?
Yeah.
Oh, Paula Abdul.
Really?
Janet.
You go Paula over Janet? I go Janet.
Here's
over Paula.
I love me some Janet. She's my idol.
I love
idol.
Me some Pleasure Principal.
She's my idol, but Paula is really classically trained. And as a former backup dancer myself.
Who'd you backup dance for?
Oh my God, Pharrell, Missy.
You broke it down like that, Kat?
Yeah.
Damn.
Ludacris, Bow Wow.
What?
Yeah. Like I was.
Where were you from originally?
What do you mean? Like. Where like, am
where
I
we,
from?
Where were you born? Born
I was
raised.
Born in Switzerland, but I... Who are you? What are you? But I was... I grew up in
well,
LA, so I would like
was,
go
was
to like...
Was your father in the service, or...?
Well, they worked for the UN.
Okay.
Like, did some, like, journalism and stuff, and my cool. granddad was the ambassador from Liberia to Switzerland and the Netherlands, and I guess it was convenient to just have sex and have me there, so...
Nice.
So then I'm here, and then
but
I...
But you're an Angelina, you grew up here.
I grew up here.
Okay.
I only went to Georgia to shoot Vampire Diaries, and I just liked the people there more than, like, L.A., because some of y'all are whack.
I'm from Georgia, so...
Yeah. You're from Georgia?
Yeah.
So
I know she looked at you and Ellen. By the way, he's still whack.
By the way, people in Georgia feel that way about all the people coming from California as well.
Really? So. Yeah. So I just did it, but I would backup dance. I was a backup dancer from like age 14, and I would have backup danced for Janet, but I would get kicked out of the auditions because everyone knew that I was underage.
Yeah.
So I would lie about my age and make myself older.
Yeah.
So that I could work, because I was just so desperate to, one, get out of poverty, but two, because I was like so obsessed with the industry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
dang.
Yeah, it's just like, they'd figured it out because they knew I was a little tyke.
I'm going to have to pull up some old videos right there.
Oh, no.
meanwhile, before I do that.
You, all-time favorite dancer.
All-time favorite dancer? I just said Janet. I like
you.
Janet.
Yeah, that's your all-time favorite dancer?
Well, I'm saying, I'm thinking of just what came to mind. I mean, what,
like,
I might go Fred
Hammer,
Astaire, Gene Kelly.
Astaire,
I'm going to go Gene Kelly.
Fosse.
I'm going to go Gene Kelly dancer.
But you can dance, right? Or am I crazy? You can dance.
Yeah, I can dance. I can dance.
Didn't you used to be like...
I used to dance, yeah.
Like dance.
Dance, athlete,
but
whoop
some
like, ass.
But you could break, right? Or am I tripping?
Yeah, I can break.
You can break. You still...
A little bit. I still can a little bit.
But like,
I'm
what kind of breaking?
I'm all broken down. Now I'm all like falling
apart.
What
happened?
So.
Are you guys doing stunts in the Saved by the Bell thing?
I tore my bicep.
How do you do that?
I was sparring.
Getting older.
Boxing. Yeah.
Dude.
So yeah.
That's
trying
intense.
To stay young. That's what happened. And then my body's telling me, you ain't young.
That's
so
crazy.
Good interview. Thank you. Emperor hit theaters on the 27th. Kat, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. This was cool.
On with Mario Lopez.